don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, it is 9 minutes after two. It's time for us now to turn our attention to our next teacher. And our teacher for this week, teaching us about faith amidst the noise, is Pastor Carlos Chikumbirike, who is joining us on the line. And Mfundisi, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me, and good afternoon to all the viewers.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. This week, we are talking about faith foundations in a modern world. And for today, we're going to begin by talking to the pastor about teaching faith amidst the noise. When the world is loud with opinions and conflicting ideas, how do we help children hear the voice of faith? We're here to discuss how to make faith a cornerstone in our kids' lives. So no matter what the world around them says, they are going to be able to withstand. Mfundisi, let's get into it. How can we teach kids to prioritize faith when other voices are competing for their attention?
Thank you. I think that's actually a very timely subject of discussion. There's so much noise in the world today. Noise everywhere, noise that hinders the voice of God to make sense in our ears, to make sense in the ears of the children, to make sense in the ears of everybody. Even if God speaks, other voices will seem to be louder than God's voice. I want to talk about the five senses that we have: the sense of hearing, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the sense of touching. The devil has put so much noise in these senses that we hardly can hear the voice of God. Just look at what we listen to, the kind of music that we listen to. Subconsciously, it builds a sense of a line of thought that makes it hard for God even to intervene. Look at the kind of programs we watch on the TV. How much time do people spend watching pornography? Squatting at news. You know, this day and age, you have got an incident that would have happened, and everybody shares this incident as news. But what is happening in the process? You're actually watching porn until subconsciously the mind has got little power to resist pornography.
Indeed, Mfundisi.
So much noise.
So what are the creative ways to introduce biblical stories that resonate in today's world?
The Bible is very clear in the book of Proverbs. It says, "Guard the avenues to the heart, for out of it are the issues of life."
Right.
And the heart is actually the mind. We are supposed to guard our minds and be very careful in terms of content that we feed into the mind through the five avenues I have said. When it comes to music, shall we not have good quality, exciting music that preserves our morality? The more we, I'm now talking about even musicians as well, the more musicians deliver sub-quality products, they are promoting ungodly music, which is high quality. Yeah.
Hey.
The more we have programs on our TVs that are boring. Look at the most Christian movies that we have, or Christian motion picture productions that we have. They're not very, very, very good quality. And by doing that, people find a detour to quality things that do not refine morally.
I
think we need to up our skills when it comes to music. Those with talent should sing well. Let's up our game when it comes to content creation, even on the television, even on the things that people watch on quality, so that we can make God be able to access us when our minds are also inclined to listen to things that elevate.
Let's up our game. I hear you, Mfundisi. So, encouraging discussions, because these things we need to teach. Sometimes we need to discuss them with our children. How can we encourage open discussions on faith without really forcing beliefs down our children's throats?
I think we need to fuse faith with day-to-day things that people do. Faith and learning. When you're talking about your geography and science, why not point the children to the God of geography, to the God of science?
Okay.
When you're talking about maths, why can't we introduce God, the person who can solve the equations and the problems of our lives?
Right, right.
When you're talking about food, why don't we introduce God, the food of life? Let the viewers on radio understand that God is not a phenomenon that is divorced from our day-to-day lives.
Right.
We can actually infuse the teaching of God even as we live.
Yeah.
If your child brings to you a friend, why can the parent talk about Christ, the friend who sticks closer than a brother?
Yeah.
When the food is nice, you're enjoying your bread.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about Christ, the bread of life?
Yeah.
Even when it's just a cool juice that is so nice.
Right.
Isn't Jesus the water, the living water from the well that refreshes us from sin?
Okay.
It is Christ. So let's involve Christ in our day-to-day conversations so that Jesus does not appear to be an alien in our lives.
Yeah.
I know your radio station has got viewership from all over the world.
Mm.
Let people know today that Jesus wants to be involved in our day-to-day lives.
Right.
He's not a spare wheel.
Hey.
Where you park everything else and then resort to God. You now say it's time for God.
Right.
We park everything else. I think that's a wrong notion. It makes the noise much more louder and people may not hear the voice of Christ. Yet he's present even in the day-to-day activities that we do.
Let's talk about family prayer, Mfundisi, something that appears to be a rarity in families nowadays. What role does family prayer play in strengthening kids' faith foundations?
The most important thing in family is prayer. It is prayer that keeps people together. It is prayer that makes people become reasonable and human.
Right.
Because we are not interacting in a family of angels.
Yeah, yeah.
No one is immune to mistakes.
Right.
No one is beyond erring and making wrong decisions towards another family member.
Yeah.
But God comes in through prayer to preserve the unity of the family,
yeah,
to keep us focused on the ultimate source of power.
Right.
A family that prays together,
stays together.
Let the altar service come down to even become relevant to the little ones. You know, present stories that are relevant to their ages, to their life experiences. Let the verses, don't talk about the beast and the little one power every day. The children are going to have nightmares.
Yeah.
Talk about exciting Bible stories that are also hilarious. We have passages in the Bible, by the way, that are very hilarious.
Yeah,
that can make people laugh and happy and become interested in Bible study. So it is very important that the family altar becomes balanced.
Right, right.
So that it reaches out to the needs of the adults, of the grown-ups, as well as the needs of the little ones.
Yes. My final question, Mfundisi, and I'll let you go. How can we model, as parents and as communities, how can we model faith in a way that's approachable and relatable to children?
Yes, religion should not be painted as scary. Don't be full of thou shalt not. God is not a God of do not, do not, do not. God is also a God of what we should do.
Right.
Let's be proactive rather than anti-active. You know, when you present a God to our children, to the community, as a forbidding God, it becomes scary.
Whoa, okay.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Which is true. The Bible is called thou shalt not.
Mm.
But it also has what they do. Love your neighbor.
Absolutely.
Be kind to one another.
Yeah.
Let God come in as an enabler,
right,
not as a disabler.
Right, right.
So that we will not view religion and God in terms of what we should not do.
Yeah.
But we should be able to view religion and God in terms of the joy that comes in doing what is right.
Right. Wow. Okay, yeah. Got it. It's only day one. We have 4 days to grow and learn more about this. Mfundis, thank you very much for your time. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Very exciting topic, indeed.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate your time, Mfundis. All right, that's our daily focus for today, and it gets better with time.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.